It's Thursday, December 15th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Dr. James Dobson responded yesterday to the news that Republican Governor John Kasich of Ohio has vetoed the heartbeat bill. Dobson called it a cowardly and shameful action. The bill would have banned the murder of a child with a heartbeat in the state of Ohio, saving 20,000 babies' lives every year. Proverbs 24 is a warning for the governor. Deliver those who are drawn toward death and hold back those stumbling to the slaughter. If you say, surely we did not know this, does not he who weighs the hearts consider it? As we reported yesterday, if just two Ohio state reps change their vote, we can override Kasich's veto. Thousands of Christians across the country listen to this newscast. Yesterday, I received 16 emails from believers who called the four Ohio reps whose names and numbers are listed at the website faith2action.org. One of them came from Allison Reed in Crawfordville, Georgia. She wrote, quote, "We are so grateful for the Worldview in 5 Minutes broadcast as well as the Generations Radio program. We are a homeschooling family of 10. We were thankful for the detailed opportunity you gave us this morning to get involved with phone calls about the heartbeat bill. Our 5 older kids, ages 5 through 12, left messages for the representatives that you gave information for. I'm also sending you a little video of Levi, our 5-year-old, because I hope it might encourage you to see how your program is influencing families, even 5-year-olds. Unquote. When I listened to this little boy leaving a voicemail, speaking from his heart, and urging an adult governmental official to protect the babies, I must confess, I cried. Listen for yourself.
You've reached my office voicemail at the Ohio State House. Please leave a message with your name, number, and I look forward to speaking with you soon. Thanks so much.
Record your message at the tone. When you are finished, hang up or press pound for more options.
Hi, my name is Levi Reed, and I am 5 years old. I like babies, and I am one of 8 kids. I'm so sad that Dr. Kasich vetoed the heartbeat bill. So would you override it? Thank you for caring. God bless you. You have a good day. Bye-bye.
If 5-year-old Levi in Crawfordville, Georgia can call, will you take just 6 minutes to do the same? I hope I receive 150 more emails about your follow-through in my inbox on Thursday to adam@theworldview.com. President Barack Obama's Health and Human Services Department issued a rule yesterday designed to hinder states from defunding Planned Parenthood by banning the withholding of family planning federal funds from the murder giant. The rule goes into effect 2 days prior to the January 20th inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump. On Tuesday, the Senate Judiciary Committee released a recommendation for the Justice Department to investigate Planned Parenthood over criminal charges for their sale of fetal body parts. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa, chairman for the Senate Judiciary Committee, stated, quote, "The seeming disregard for the law by these entities has been fueled by decades of utter failure by the Justice Department to enforce it," unquote. Turkish officials imprisoned Andrew Brunson, leader of a Protestant church in Izmir, Turkey, last week after detaining him for 63 days, according to International Christian Concern. Brunson was arrested back in October and accused of having connections to terrorist organizations, a common charge when the Turkish government has someone they want to target. Isaac Six, advocacy director of International Christian Concern, told The Worldview that they are not sure why Andrew Brunson was imprisoned.
It's not completely clear yet exactly why he was imprisoned. Turkish authorities detained Andrew Brunson, who's originally from North Carolina, and his wife over 2 months ago. And they thought that they were being asked to come in to a police station to talk about their application to get their resident permits renewed. They'd been in the country for over 20 years, pastoring a church there. So when they arrived at the police station, they were actually arrested. His wife was released a little bit later, but Andrew was held for over 2 months. And then just last week on Friday, in the middle of the night, he was pulled into a courtroom, and the judge could have released him or deported him or anything, but decided instead to send him to a full prison.
Six also said that this is not a usual occurrence for Christians in Turkey.
This is unusual. Turkey is supposed to be a secular country that respects religious freedom, and instead what we're seeing is a strongly Islamist president who's taking the country towards the direction of more conservative Islam. And so we're starting to see Christians in the country be labeled as sort of this outside influence that's destroying the country, and foreign Christians especially are susceptible to being accused of that.
Six concluded by asking that Christians make their voices heard for their brother behind bars who has been so badly treated.
We think it is important to raise your voice. It's something we've asked a lot of our followers on Facebook and on our website to do, is to even call their member of Congress and say, hey, we're concerned about this American Christian over in Turkey who's been detained. I think it's important in everything that we do to still remain respectful, even if we do think it's unjust. The more people who speak out, the bigger of a difference it can make. It might not lead right to his immediate release, which would be ideal, but I can tell you that when people speak out, it even changes how people are treated in prison. And then, of course, you know, we also strongly encourage people to pray.
Chinese Christians are training missionaries to evangelize in North Korea, a country ranked the worst for Christian persecution, reported Christian Today. Christians in North Korea face rape, torture, enslavement, and death. However, these missionaries say, quote, "We have no fear. We are ready to lay down our lives for Christ," unquote. Luke 12:4 says, "I tell you, my friends, do not fear those who kill the body, and after that have nothing more that they can do." The Irish government Citizens' Assembly has met to deliberate about repealing the Eighth Amendment to the Irish Constitution. That's Ireland's pro-life amendment, which protects mother and baby during pregnancy. The Assembly has no statutory power, but has important influence on the Irish Parliament. The Assembly is receiving submissions from the public in Ireland and around the world until Friday this week. Citizens Go has organized a petition for the Citizens' Assembly to retain their Eighth Amendment. You can join 30,000 other people and sign the petition at citizengo.org, which we have linked in our newscast transcript. Fewer teenagers are doing drugs than ever before. The annual Monitoring the Future survey found less drinking, smoking, and drug use among American teens than in the last 40 years of tracking. Researchers are not agreed, though, as to why, though some credit this to social media and video games keeping more young people distracted from the other vices. American youth, take heed to the book of Proverbs. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of the evil. Avoid it. Do not go on it. Turn away from it and pass on. Proverbs 4:14-15. Scott Blom and two of his children, Zach and Caitlin, died last week in a plane crash on their way from Port Allsworth to Anchorage to see their brother Sam play for the Tenalian school in a volleyball tournament. The team decided to play in memory of their lost classmates when given the opportunity to sit out the tournament, according to Alaska Dispatch News. Principal Nate Davis said they also played, quote, "for the hope that they have that they're going to see their classmates again because of Jesus Christ," unquote. Blom had moved his family from Texas to Port Allsworth to do Christian ministry. Please pray for the rest of the family. And that's the World View on this Thursday, December 15th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. As we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ this season, remember the World View in your Christmas giving. You can make a donation online at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.